It's another day, I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled, Having the Time. Our scripture reference today is Genesis chapter 45, verse 25 through chapter 46, verse 7. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. So they went up out of Egypt and came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan. And they told him, Joseph is still alive. He is even ruler over all the land of Egypt. He was stunned. He could not believe them. But when they told him all the words of Joseph that he had said to them, and when he saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. Israel said, Enough! My son Joseph is still alive. I must go and see him before I die. When Israel set out on his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father, Isaac. God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here I am. And then he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you up again, and Joseph's own hand shall close your eyes. And then Jacob set out from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father Jacob, their little ones, and their wives in the wagons that Pharaoh had sent to carry him. They also took their livestock and the goods that they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and they came into Egypt. Jacob and all his offspring with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, all his offspring he brought with him into Egypt. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm always challenged by Martin Luther's quote on prayer. You've probably heard me repeat it before. I have so much to do that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer. That crashes our brains. It doesn't compute. We all have the same limited time before us. And if you have so much to do in such a little time, why would you waste that much time praying? Maybe our idea of what prayer is needs to change. And what if everything else we're scurrying to get done is the real waste of time? I imagine the days couldn't pass quick enough for Jacob. For years he mourned the passing of his son, Joseph. So when his other sons told him, Jacob is alive, scripture says he was stunned. He could not believe them. As his sons unpacked the story of meeting Joseph again, he accepted that, yes, my son Joseph is still alive. So he set out to see him again. He journeyed with all that he had. Earlier in the story, Jacob fears a journey to Egypt could be dangerous. Now, his eagerness about seeing Joseph again overrides his fears about what could happen along the way. There's an idea Jacob feared the trip also because God earlier warned his father, Isaac, not to go. Whatever fears Jacob may have had, God answers them. God answers them as a response to Jacob's willingness to stop along the way. Beersheba is a significant place for his family and people. When Jacob arrives there, even as rushed as he might have been to see Joseph, he stops to offer sacrifices, his worship to God. There's no sense he is trying to prompt God into speaking. This is a special stop he must make, even before seeing his left-for-dead son. Prayer and worship are not wastes of time. They are what help us better understand our time as we open ourselves to the glory of God. Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to Another Note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you, and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.